out the BMW. New deposit, I picked up another bag. Like, get on my account while I'm in it. I had planes flying, crowds screaming, money counting, chains clanging. I guess that's how it sound when you win it. I ain't joking, do it sound like I'm kidding. I've been making like 2,000 a minute. So high up through the clouds, I was swimming. I'm probably gonna drown when I'm in it. I bet she gonna get loud when I'm in it. And we might have a child. I love her. After we she can't get near me. Only I give a conversation to a Siri. My pants are married. Yes, I'm winning clearly. I'm the chosen one, see my potential, so they fear me. Lately, I've been praying, God, I wonder, can you hear me? Thinking about the old me, I swear I miss you dearly. Stay down till you come up, I've been sticking to that theory. Every day a battle, I'm exhausted and I'm weary. Make sure I smile in public when alone, my eyes teary. I fought through it all, but that hurt me severely. I've been getting high to have behind my insecurities. Taking different pills, but I know it ain't. Copped a BMW, new deposit, I picked up another bag. Like, get on my account while I'm in it. I had planes flying, crowds screaming, money counting, chains clanging. I guess that's how it sound when you win it. I ain't joking, do it sound like I'm kidding. I've been making like 2,000 a minute. So high up through the clouds, I was swimming. I'm probably gonna drown when I'm in it. I bet she gonna get loud when I'm in it. And we might have
they
a child
say I'm
when I'm
reverse. Never put out a weak verse. Homicides when we lurk. I'm stuck till my feet hurt. When putting them streets first. White tees turn burgundy t-shirts. Looking for some real, he's stuck in a deep search. Anxiety killing me, I just wanna leave Earth. When they ask if I'm okay, it just make everything seem.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Casco Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. That song was Rap Star by Polo G. Stay tuned for great music and discussion and more. We'll kick off our show after the local news and weather. Yo.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A group of COVID-19 cases at the Grand Rehabilitation and Nursing at Barnwell in Valencia has grown, and none of the staff members that tested positive has been vaccinated, according to the Columbia County Department of Health. Department of Health Director Jack Mabb said Thursday, May 20th, the number of positive COVID cases at that facility has grown from 11 to 16 residents and from 8 to 11 staff members. Mabb said, and I quote, "The 11 staff, none of them are vaccinated," end quote. He added, and I quote, "I have heard throughout these last couple of months that a lot of nursing home staff and even a lot of folks that work in hospitals were not taking the vaccine. And I just personally feel that there is some obligation. If you work with senior citizens or a vulnerable population like nursing home residents, that you should get the vaccination," end quote. State Department of Health Public Information Officer Jeffrey Hammond said all medically eligible nursing home residents and staff in New York have been offered a COVID-19 vaccine. He said 84% of nursing home residents in the county have been vaccinated and 54% of the staff at all facilities are vaccinated. At Barnwell, 43.2% of the staff were fully vaccinated as of May 19th, according to State Health Department data. Among the five nursing facilities in Columbia County, Barnwell has the lowest rate of vaccinated staff after the Fireman's Home, Pine Haven, Ghent Rehabilitation, and Livingston Hills. New York State does not require all individuals to get vaccinated, nor is there a federal mandate to get inoculated, but state law requires all nursing homes to offer all consenting, unvaccinated, existing and new personnel and residents the opportunity to get vaccinated. Mabb said, and I quote, "We don't believe that any of the nursing homes are requiring vaccinations at this point," end quote. He added, and I quote, "I just think it's horrendous. If you're going to work with a vulnerable population, you should get the vaccine," end quote. Columbia County reported two new positive COVID cases as of Thursday morning, but neither were from Barnwell, Mabb said. Barnwell management has been unavailable for comment since the outbreak began last week, despite multiple requests. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Morgan McKay is reporting for State of Politics. Governor Andrew Cuomo, May 20th, pushed back against a reporter's questions concerning his $5.1 million book deal, calling the questions, and I quote, stupid and offensive, end quote. The reporter asked during Cuomo's press briefing in Buffalo, and I quote, the allegations out that you made this money on the backs of dead New Yorkers. How do you respond to that, end quote. Cuomo retorted, and I quote, that's stupid. Next question, end quote. The reporter later followed up asking why it was stupid that family members who lost loved ones during the pandemic were upset over his book deal. Cuomo said he took issue with the question. Cuomo continued, and I quote, I thought your question was stupid and offensive, end quote. He added, and I quote, I wrote the book saying this is what we should learn from what has happened so far with COVID because we're not done and it's going to continue. And if we don't learn the lessons, we're going to continue to make the same mistakes. That's why I wrote the book, end quote. Cuomo's 2020 tax returns showed that he is set to gain a total of roughly $5.1 million from his pandemic book, American Crisis, Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic, written last year. According to his tax filings, the governor received a first installment of more than $3 million in 2020. After taxes, he donated $500,000 to the United Way and put $1 million into a trust for his three daughters. Currently, the Assembly Judiciary Committee is investigating whether Cuomo used state resources to write the book. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The new Baltimore Town Board voted in April to abolish the position of tax collector, and now some are asking why the decision was made during an election year. Tax collector is an elected position that handles property, water, and sewer taxes. The current tax collector, Diane Jordan, will retire at the end of December. The board voted unanimously to eliminate the position and transfer tax collector's duties to the town clerk's office. New Baltimore Town Supervisor Jeff Russo said this week the decision to abolish the position has been discussed for some time. Russo said, and I quote, we decided to go with what most of the towns of Greene County have already done when we found out that our longtime tax collector wasn't going to continue. She was going to retire. We decided now was the time, end quote. However, Janet Cash, co-chairwoman of the new Baltimore Democratic Committee, has questioned the timing of the decision. She noted that the Working Families Party had already submitted a petition to run former Ravens Coeman Cell Clerk Community Library Director Judith Felston for the post, and the Democratic Party intended to nominate Felston at their caucus in July. Cash said she found the timing odd in an election year. Cash said, and I quote, we are curious about the timing and wondering why they would do this in an election year. But I don't assign any politicism to anyone, end quote. John Eckel, a member of the new Baltimore Democratic Committee, in a letter to the Greene County Board of Elections, questioned the legality of the board's decision, claiming that under town law, legislative action is needed to eliminate the position. The decision is also, and I quote, contrary to sound policy, end quote. He called on the county to put the position back on the ballot in November. Republican Election Commissioner Brent Bogardus said the town makes the decision, but the State Board of Elections is verifying whether all legal requirements have been met in terms of the timing. And you can read the full story at RavinaNews.com. When Hudson Valley residents discuss local housing, there is almost universal need expressed for more affordable housing, such as a Catskill Housing Forum WGXC broadcast last summer, and in the public comments at other town meetings. Jonathan Drepkin, president and CEO of Pattern for Progress, a Newburgh-based research and public policy nonprofit that released the Hudson Valley Housing Market Report last summer, said, and I quote, we had an affordable housing crisis before the pandemic, end quote. Still, towns and cities such as Hudson, Catskill, and Kingston failed to bring new affordable housing to the area, and the pandemic exodus from New York City has sent local real estate prices skyrocketing. Now Michael Hollacy at Spotlight News reports that Selkirk in southern Albany County is the latest municipality to consider new affordable housing in their backyard. Selkirk officials will vote June 9th on a 72-unit affordable housing plan proposed off Route 9W near the Jericho Drive-In. But judging from public comments at town board meeting May 12th and what board members are saying, this is another proposal to help with the lack of local affordable housing that won't come to fruition. Town board member Maureen Cunningham said, and I quote, "I'm going to come out and say it. I'm a no vote on this," end quote. Town board member Dan Coffey said that, and I quote, 100%, end quote, of the letters he's received before the meeting opposed the housing project. The town identified the need for affordable housing in a 2019 report where the Capital District Regional Planning Commission said the average county resident would find it difficult to purchase or rent property locally. And you can read the full story at Spotlight News. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, May 21st. A dry day is ahead. A high of 86 is expected at 3 p.m. A light breeze is expected all day. Overnight, temperatures fall to 63 degrees. Tomorrow, we'll have a high of 87 with rain starting after 12 p.m. A chance of thunder will be present. Sunday is looking similar with a high of 86 and rain in the afternoon. Pollen levels for today and this weekend will be medium high. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 5:27 a.m., high tide at 10:39 a.m., low tide again at 6:03 p.m., and high tide again at 11:40 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 66 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:59 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:25 a.m. Looking way up, we see the Earth is currently inside a strong solar wind stream, likely to cause high-latitude aurora with some geomagnetic unrest. Solar wind speed is currently 551 kilometers per second at 5.9 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 5, storm level. The current sunspot number is 13. This has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdemar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. Here's what we do with the clubhouse. Here's what we do with the clubhouse. Here's what we do with the clubhouse. It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. That be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, just your house. Music program with the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
You were just listening to an original Clubhouse theme song made in our tracks music program by DJ AJ. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization or the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So first off, I am here. I am your host, DJ Ricky. And I am here with
DJ Popcorn.
And
you know what I'm saying?
DJ Bobby.
DJ Bobby, word.
So first off, we're going to start off our show with this segment with some summer vibes. You feel me? Just getting, you know, into the mood of summer. Because, you know, school ending in 12 more days. Well, 12 more school days.
For us.
For Catskill. If you're going to get lit. So,
let's get it.
Yeah.
Got a bankroll. Shooters doing what I say so, cause they on payroll. I got all purple on my shoes, I look like Saints Row. If I let you take my flick, you better catch my angle. Never said he want no vibes, came back like I never left. Said that she gon' let me hit, came back, now she undressed. Thought you got my real love, girl, that was another test. Said he want no vibes, came back like I never left. Only do it if it feel natural, I can't force it. They say where you get that swag from, I bought this. If you ask me, then I'm number one, but that's my opinion. You could go check the stats yourself, just start signing in it. Tryna compete with me in the same lane. Run, I'm in my own way, see if they maintain. Feeling like I'm almighty, so a bang bang. Some hope for the gang gang, smoke for the pain pain. Fashion, fashion, yeah, fashion fanatic, yeah, yeah. To money and add it, yeah, yeah. The money and baddies, yeah, yeah. Got so much packs on me, you would think I'd be trapping, yeah, yeah. I guess that what happens, yeah, yeah. When you really got it, yeah, yeah. No, it's gonna be easy to me. I got a bankroll. Shooters doing what I say, so cause they on payroll. I got all purple on my shoes, I look like Saints Row. If I let you take my flick, you better catch my angle. Said he want no vibes, came back like I never left. Said that she gon' let me hit, came back, now she undressed. Thought you got my real love, girl, that was another test. Said he want no vibes, came back like I never left. What you tryna talk about? It ain't about money. I don't hear no notification, not the bank calling. Got the keys, I could pick a door like the warden. You can't even roll a mic, gas, blunts floating. What even what happened? I'm like a virgin of Paris. Oh, they said, bitch, I'm embarrassing. Boy, you my son, carriage, yeah. We having fun with this still. I can tell that you overthinking. I could do it with my eyes closed. You can see that I'm barely blinking. Fashion, fashion, yeah. Fashion fanatic, yeah. To money and add it, yeah, yeah. The money and baddies, yeah, yeah. Got so much packs on me, you would think I'd be trapping, yeah, yeah. I guess that what happens, yeah, yeah. When you really got it, yeah, yeah. Know it's gonna be easy to me. I got a bankroll. Shooters doing what I say so, cause they on payroll. I got all purple on my shoes, I look like Saints Row. If I let you take my flick, you better catch my angle. Said he want no vibes, came back like I never left. Said that she gon' let me hit, came back, now she undressed. Thought you got my real love, girl, that was another test. Said he want no vibes, came back like I never left.
This Oceanside Verbo is about to become the backdrop for an unforgettable vacation memory. One of the rare moments when kids just let themselves be kids again, and even parents let them.
I love
Flippy
Wet.
damn thing, fake guap. I can't see a damn thing, fake guap.
Yeah. They like Stevie. They can't see me. They won't beat me. I'm in that guinea. With my zucchini. What a Fiji. It ain't me, me. She won't please me. Cause she need me. Might mean me. They like mine. Seen some down the block, that ain't from here. No, I got a lot, but I need some damn more, yeah. If I catch the ops, then I'm up in the damn score, yeah. Yeah. Brah. 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 I can't see a damn thing, fake guap. I can't see a damn thing, fake guap. Yeah. They like Stevie. They can't see me. They won't be me. I'm in that guinea. Looks like zucchini. Wanna feed you. It ain't me, me. She won't please me. Cause she need me. Boy, me, me. They like mine. Boy, me, me. She like mine. Boy, me, me. She like mine. Boy, me, me. She like mine.
Ha, no bout.
She like Cardi. Man, I need me. Yeah. She take like water. She too greasy. She so meat. I'm that B. I'm gon' eat it. I bet you I beat it. I put on a bus. I got to see it. I put on a bus. I'ma leave the bleeding. I'ma leave the geeky. Have it gone by the weekend. Got too much water. Got me leaking. She got me leaking. I'm on the deep end. I'm on the deep end. Yeah.
I can't see a damn thing, fake guap. I can't see a damn thing, fake guap.
Yeah. They like Stevie. They can't see me. They won't beat me. I'm in that guinea. With my zucchini. Wanna feed you. It ain't me, me. She won't please me. She need me. Boy, me, me. They like my.
Zillow has more listings.
Grow me a tree.
Came out the hood in my truck, got a hood, now crack out she needs just a cookie key. New Orleans is he locked in seats. Me rolling that coupe with a bucket seat. Got it up, mud like a football cleat. I use the trap out of that photo geek. Call it up, plug it in, know what I need. Just stay on the knee so we hardly speak. Yeah, I'm in New York, counting money. Yeah, ain't the same man, but I'm stunning. Yeah, wanna leave, but I'm gonna let me. Yeah, not wifey, then no lovey dovey. Yeah, yeah, woo, yeah.
So we are back, feel me? So our sound engineer DJ Popcorn had to step out. But I'm here with my boy DJ Bobby. DJ Bobby. He here.
DJ Bobby on the beat.
So for our summer, we decided that, you know, Kite's Nest. Like, let's talk about Kite's Nest, right? So Clubhouse last week, we took a trip to Kite's Nest, and basically what we did was we did 5 things basically. First, we did this get to know you type of thing, involving rock, paper, scissors to kind of interact with other people because they didn't want us to be awkward, you know, because it was Hudson and Catskill, right? Secondly, we did, this thing where, something involving declaring. We're like, there was different categories that you had to decide which one you fit into. Like, there was caregiver, healer, and you had a partner. Like, it was you and then one other person. And you guys had to decide on which one, best fits you. And so, the one that best fit me was caregiver and healer. Because as a peer leader, we sort of kind of do stuff around, like, healing and road to recovery, like, recovery and stuff like that. And part of recovering is healing. So, yeah. Then we did this, okay, I lied. We did not do 5. Well, we did, but, like, I don't remember all 5. My bad. But the third one was, we did this little chant thing, right? And it was my group. It was me, DJ Popcorn, and DJ Sean Money, which is, he isn't here today. But we did a little thing on that. And we kind of turned it into a little competition towards the end between me, DJ Popcorn, and DJ Sean Money, and this group from Hudson. They was pretty good, too. And I guess nobody really won it because, like, nobody said, oh, you guys won, or oh, you guys won. But we just kind of just made it a fake competition. And we had a lot of fun, and, Kite's Nest is having this little, summer thing. Matter of fact, they're doing some regen thing. Yeah, hold on, let me see. They are having a, regen fest next Saturday from 11 to 3, involving activities, events, and food. So that'll be fun, you know, go down there. It's in Hudson. Go visit there, see what it's all about. Not only that, but this summer, starting in July, Clubhouse is having, our little, like, kind of like peer leader work over the summer. So if you're looking to be a peer leader and you, like, you know, you just enjoy, like, helping out and you just need, like, extra pocket money, you know, stuff like that, come to Clubhouse, you have to be, well, like, 14 or older. And you can just be a part of our little summer team. We're going to do a lot of fun stuff, have a lot of events. It's going to be fun. So, yeah. But I will join you back with the real sound engineer, DJ Popcorn, after the news update. So, got you.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC news update. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Reverend Richard Turpin of the Second Baptist Church in Catskill has announced the mass food distribution event conducted Wednesday, May 19th, will be the last one. At the event, more than 535-pound boxes of food were distributed. The funding for subsequent events has been eliminated by the federal government, Turpin said. He said, and I quote, "We're coming out of a pandemic, so they, the lawmakers, feel this program is not necessary now," end quote. The distribution was scheduled to begin at 10 a.m., but it started early because of the line of cars waiting on Main Street for the event to begin, Turpin said. All 500 boxes had been handed out by 11 a.m. Earlier that same morning, approximately 750 boxes were given away at the Greene County YMCA in Coxsackie. The Second Baptist Church and the YMCA had hoped to increase the number of boxes this time around, but the supply from the U.S. Department of Agriculture was not available. Turpin said organizations on the U.S. West Coast stopped receiving supplies weeks ago. About 20 volunteers from the Second Baptist Church, Greene County Sheriff's Office, Catskill Department of Parks, and the Elliott at Catskill helped with the distribution by loading the boxes of food into vehicles. Turpin plans to continue looking for other funding sources for future food distributions. Turpin said, and I quote, "The need is still there. We're just going to have to find another source," end quote. The event this week was the fifth food distribution held by the church this year. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Macko is reporting for Porcupine Soup. The proposal for a solar project on East Red Mill Road in Greenville are now officially off the table. The decision followed a vote by the town board in March to declare the Red Mill Road a scenic byway. A subsequent determination by code enforcement officer Mark Overbrough found that the commercial solar farm cannot, under town law, be built on a designated roadway. As a result, the project is off the agenda for the town planning board, and the application review has ended, explained town attorney Tal Rapelier. Rapelier recently advised the planning board that Cypress Creek could appeal to the Zoning Board of Appeals for a use variance, something he said that could be, and I quote, "very, very difficult," end quote, to obtain. National solar company Cypress Creek Renewables first proposed the Red Mill Solar Project more than 5 years ago. During that time, there have been multiple meetings, extensive research, hearings, and a 640-page application to the town. The company was prepared to lease 23 acres on East Mill Road owned by James Weeks. The project had been moving along in the planning board process until the March town board meeting, when town board member Travis Richards explained that East Red Mill Road is in fact a New York State designated scenic byway. Two sections of the roadways were officially designated by New York State as scenic in 1991. A section of East Red Mill as well as a section of Plattskill Road both were selected for their viewshed. Read the full story at Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Progressive legal groups are calling for the passage of a bill that would end contracts between local governments and federal immigration enforcement officials to detain immigrants. The New York Immigrant Family Unity Project, a coalition that includes the Legal Aid Society, Brooklyn Defender Services, and the Bronx Defenders, announced their support of the bill, which is meant to reduce the power of ICE to separate immigrant families, according to bill supporters. There are multiple local governments that have contracts with ICE for their jails in New York. The group said in a statement, and I quote, "ICE enforcement and detention is racist, inhumane, and a danger to us all. It separates families, subjects people to the extensive trauma and harms of incarceration, deprives people of basic human needs and rights, and has killed hundreds of people. Yet in New York State, numerous county and city jails are paid by ICE to incarcerate people solely because of where they were born," end quote. The legislation was sponsored by Assemblymember Carnes Reyes and State Senator Julia Salazar. State lawmakers previously adopted measures intended to end law enforcement coordination with ICE, including a law that forbids the agency from making arrests in state courthouses without a warrant. Read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Spend all in Molly. Told her don't act like you want me. You want my profit. I could make her think she popping when she not. I was just flying. Big boss status. Pockets fat as hell. They on old Rick Ross status. Don't get flipped like you in gymnastics. Hard online, but in real life, he made a plastic. You ain't built the way I'm built because you weren't cut from the same fabric.
Walk down, gang. We don't drive back. You was now you gang, gang. Look how time fly back. I'm in this rental off 230 trying to.
So I go spend myself. These diamond dance at 5'7. Hold on, my pants don't need a belt. It's just me and a bad. Remembers that I need help. I'm putting you out after we. She text me back, that's how you felt. I'm buying it big, so icy gang. Yeah, this the kind that don't even melt. I got some can't run from you. Be whack for you, take a step. We walk them down with Air Force One, hop out on you, shooting like I'm still. My feet to count too loud, suppressor on it, so I won't go down.
Walk down, gang, we don't drive back. You was now you gang, gang. Look how time fly back. I'm in this rental off 230s trying to slide. And then this the guys they had died. And if not, God on their side. How about the whip, walk them down and get go. They like, be the chill out, you be doing the most. One op down, so we making the toast. 100 more rounds for whoever was close. Put red in his head, now he look like LeBeau. And shout out to Yachty, that's broke. Might go hit a lick and fall off in the club with the glick in my coat. Who want the smoke? Walk down, gang, we on drive by. He was neutron, now he gang bang. Look how time fly by. I got his OG sitting there crying. She like, God, why? I put 13 hollows in his mind. Just when he thought it was fine.
A goal.
So it's DJ Popcorn here with
DJ Rookie
and DJ Bobby.
DJ Rookie,
DJ Bobby on the beats.
All right,
so now we got COVID.
Okay.
COVID. So basically, we had this little thing now where in certain spots, you know, as the vaccine is getting more and more. People to take, you know.
Yeah.
Now in certain areas, you no longer need a mask if you are vaccinated. my bad, I had to yawn. Muffle. But if you are fully vaccinated, you do not need a mask in certain places. You still need one in schools and in certain other places. But in, you know, like,
actually, I think if you were fully vaccinated and you bring your papers into school, you'll be able to not wear a mask.
But no, I don't think that's how it works. Because, like, I think the law was that you can't wear it in school or public like you're not allowed to take it off in school or public transportation.
And I want to know though, like next year when they require you to have the vaccination before you can come back into school, I want to know how they know you're gonna have like real papers.
Because I'm pretty sure you have to like get it. They get the papers from your doctor. I think they get it faxed. I'm pretty sure that's how they do that. Pretty much like any other like doctor.
What if you a hacker though? What if you like one of them dudes that be playing Minecraft?
Well, then that's weird. You're weird if you're hacking. You're like saying that you got a vaccination. No parent would put that much effort into that.
I would.
Most definitely.
If I want my kids to get that vaccine, because I want them to have kids. Like if you get the Johnson & Johnson one,
if you get the Johnson & Johnson one,
because you must not want kids. But yeah.
Honestly, if you got the Johnson & Johnson one, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about your reproductive status.
That's tough. And it's sad because Johnson & Johnson 2 is supposed to be for babies. That's sad.
I'm dead. So for that COVID thing, some places you will no longer need a mask if you are fully vaccinated with Evan. But also. In India, due to the population increasing in India, the COVID is spreading down there really badly.
Very badly.
There's many people dying and getting sick.
There were over 5 million new reported cases in the last 3 months for India. So it's kind of going terrible down there.
It's real bad. Going bad. No. All right, but
we might have to get them.
India though, for real.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to DJ Phoebe.
Oh my DJ God, Phoebe. I am so sorry, DJ Phoebe. My bad, I just got so.
We forgot to call you on. Sorry, but he's here now though.
I was gonna let it go, but you know it's too important a conversation to just let go. But I appreciate DJ Bobby dropping in some knowledge on us. 5 million cases. I haven't heard that number, so thank you. Do you all have a sense of, like, how does what's happening in India actually mean something to you in your life?
So our life?
Does it affect how you think about COVID for yourself? Yeah.
No, I don't live in India.
Okay, listen.
That's just me.
Honestly, it affects me most likely because there's a lot of traveling and some people may not have it then. But when they probably go to the airport to travel to the States and stuff, it'll probably come over here more.
Yeah. Now that makes a ton of sense for sure. And have y'all heard about any of the science about like the connection too between when the virus is spreading and what happens in mutations and different strains?
No, I haven't heard about that.
No, I haven't either.
Yeah, so I mean, what has happened with COVID? The first COVID that was in this country is not the same COVID that was most common 3 months or 6 months later. It keeps changing. And every time it changes, it's more deadly and easier to spread. And so even though here in the States, it feels like things are getting a little bit better, to DJ Bobby's point, we're a global society. People travel from all different countries, and so do viruses. So while the rest of the globe doesn't have access to vaccines, we can't feel like we're totally safe here. We don't live in a vacuum, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I feel you. But the only reason why I knew about the whole entire 5 billion is because I think India has a population of over 1 billion there. Like, over 1 billion people, and just for that to get to, like, 5 million that fast in 3 months, just like worries me. Because I think the United States have, 1 billion, 2 billion, too, in here?
I think Africa got the most, right?
Yeah.
Or, no, China has the most.
China has like 3 billion.
Yeah, the best, the highest.
India has like 1 to 2 billion. We have 1 to 2 billion. There's another, like.
Yeah, Africa, Asia, Europe, Australia, Antarctica.
But just for India to sit there and have 5 million cases in 3 months, just like. Imagine if we just let it happen for like another 6 months. And probably the whole entire India population would just be.
I mean, if you do statistics, they got 1 billion, and then there's 5 million within 3 months. Overall.
Yeah, but the population is going to keep on growing within the next few years. Oh, yeah. So therefore, it's going to keep spreading.
Do any of you have any worries for yourselves or your friends about requirement.
Well, for my friends, yeah, but like honestly, I'm thinking about getting the vaccine soon.
Yeah,
much.
Me too. I've yeah, actually been
getting no shots in my mouth.
I told my mom I was not getting it.
I hear two yeses and one not so sure.
I told my mom I was never gonna get
like,
it.
Like I've been thinking about getting it.
My boy, okay, meet DJ Ricky, since I'm the one that said no, yeah, but I said no, strictly for the reason that
DJ Bobby got vaccinated.
I just feel like I don't really, like, you know, as a youngin, I mean, my immune system has held up pretty well for my first 15 years of living, so I feel as though it can do the same for another 15 years, and then when I'm 30, if the vaccine is still valid, and it's not mandated within the next 15 years, then I will gladly take it. But until starts weakening, I'm not gonna take it.
But honestly, there was like this one big huge conspiracy theory that says every 100 years there's always a new always a new type of sickness or something.
Because the Black Plague.
We had the Black Plague, the Spanish flu, and then now we have coronavirus. And there's one more. I forgot what it was called because it was like for the past 400 years.
Smallpox.
Yeah. So every year, like every 100 years, apparently there's a new virus. And it's just, like, crazy to me.
Yeah. I mean, all of these things are documented as real, right? Like enough people at this point know someone who died, right? Where it came from and all of that. And, you know, this virus is a direct result of climate collapse, right? We've cleared so many forests that wild animals are getting sick, and then that's spreading to humans. Yeah. It didn't used to do that, because wild animals were in the wild. But... yeah, I mean, so I want to ask a follow-up question, because, like, you're in different places about the vaccine, which is true for most of the country. Right now, only 38% of Americans are fully vaccinated. Only 38%.
I know you can go ahead, Phoebe.
No, well, my question for you guys is, like, New York State already decided that all public state colleges, like the SUNY colleges and the CUNY colleges, are going to require vaccinations to go in person. So I'm curious how it's going to affect, like... I don't know, Lincoln, what if you were, like, enrolled to go to college next fall? You know, how are you thinking about that then?
You said college-wise?
Well, let's just say you were going to go to college next year, right? Given what you just said about where you are, which is, like, you're still kind of a wait and see with the vaccine thing, and if they required it, how would that impact you?
Well, then, if it was, like, college, and I really, like... So, if, like, you know, I'm obviously going to try to go to college, but it's, like, if the thing was mandated in order for me to go to college, I feel as though then I would take it into consideration only because I want to have a good career ahead of me after college, but I wouldn't, like, it depends on what type of college deal I get. Like, if I'm on a scholarship, then no. Cause like it's a scholarship, but if I already had like saved up all the money and blah blah blah, I didn't get a scholarship. Then I'm gonna get the vaccine because it's like I already did all that work.
Sorry, do we know if Syracuse also requires a vaccination yet?
I can check for you. It's been really different in lots of different places. So it was only public colleges that I heard about, but we can check Syracuse.
I know for a fact the one in Albany, New York is called Saints Row. They require vaccinations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like hundreds of colleges and universities that are at this point. Just the other day, there was like some protest happening at some colleges because some students feel like it's not fair to require a personal health decision to have access to education. So it's definitely going to be a big issue, I think, coming up. But, you know, we know that vaccines make a lot of people safer, right? Like, I understand why they want to encourage it. And I think, like, it's important we think about making it fair so that if there's people who there's a good reason they can't or won't, that they can still have an education, you know?
Yeah.
So, Phoebs, I have a question. Right.
Yeah, what you got?
So, have you gotten vaccinated yet?
Alright, you're gonna ask me private health information on the radio? It's cool. I am...
My bad. No, my bad.
It's cool, man. I could say no if I didn't want to share, but I'll share. I'm halfway through. I did my first dose of Moderna, and I'm waiting to do my second. I waited for a while. I wanted to wait and see more results for people over time. Right? This is the thing about a new drug, right? It's like, you can't study the future until it happens, so... I wanted to wait and see. I waited through what they saw with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and it felt like, all right, they looked at it, they studied it, it didn't seem like it was too big of a risk, so I decided to move ahead, you know? I think people should have the right to make a decision
I have
in
a
time
question.
With their own things about it. So
if
that's where I'm at.
If people did sit there, and, like, to the people who did get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, is it like, can you also get the other one as well, since it just, like, since you already did the first one?
There's not really a need to, I don't think, because I mean it's perfectly effective against COVID, like it said it was. Yeah, the only thing they were finding was some rare cases of really deadly outcome, but it was a really small number of people, like really, 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 really small, and it was. Part of why they put a pause on it was because they wanted time to know how to treat the people with that side effect if it happened again before they put it back on the market. But it doesn't affect the COVID effectiveness. So there shouldn't, and that's only a one-shot vaccine, right? So if you got it, you got it. You're done. You don't need to worry about getting a second one. You could, I don't know if for a booster shot, which we're all going to have to think about, right? Like the flu shot, you get it every year, right? This one will be similar. So I don't know if you can change which one you took in different years. It's a good question.
Yeah. Okay. So then, let me see. What do you feel as though COVID will die out in the next few months/years? Like at all?
I just read an article that said that COVID will probably never leave us. And that was true of the Spanish flu, right? We never got rid of the flu entirely, right? But we did figure out ways to make it less deadly.
We get vaccinated every year, you know.
Exactly.
Around December time, most likely to the new year.
Yeah, so it's more about, like, what kind of normalcy will we settle into. But it'll never be the same. It'll never go back to what it was. And, again, going back to India, like, vaccines, we're really lucky in this country how much money was available to buy vaccines for us. A lot of other countries are not getting any access to vaccines. And as long as that's happening and people can carry different mutations, like, we may find that vaccines are less effective over time. So it's a long road, right? But, like, we know how to keep ourselves safe now, different than we did a year ago. And, like, that's the thing, right? You always have a mask available to you. You can always ask people to give you some space. Like, you have power to keep yourself safe. But I think it's important we don't pretend like everything's, you know, hunky-dory.
Yeah. So, I have another question. We was talking about this earlier before we started the radio broadcast. If, like, COVID did, like, die down a little and stuff, and for, like, it's for, like, the clubhouse and stuff for field trips, and, like, we were able to go back on field trips, would that be, like, what would be recommended besides masks? Like, do you think we'll also have to, like, get a vaccine?
We're not intending to require a vaccine. Like, we haven't been holding that for this whole time, and, you know, I think for us, it's, but that comes with responsibility, right? We got to keep y'all safe still. So we still require masks indoors. I don't care if you're vaccinated or not. Wear a mask indoors, right? So that we don't have to worry about it if somebody isn't vaccinated, right? With the field trips, we've been doing field trips. We've been trying to only do transportation in small groups, keep the windows down, and wear a mask. So yeah, I think, you know, during the summer, we're still going to have events. Y'all are inside at Clubhouse right now, right? Yeah. We've been trying to kind of keep things going as opposed to, like, shut down and then open up like everything's the same when a vaccine comes. Instead, we're like, we can wear masks and be respectful of each other's space and just keep being careful. But we're definitely going to be doing some fun activities. So I know we're coming home to shout out. So, you know, like, if you want to shout out any cool stuff happening at Clubhouse this summer and everything else you got, I'll let you wind it up.
Okay, I got you.
Hey, it's my turn.
First off, shout out to Clubhouse Academy of Black Excellence.
Word.
Our
Catch
fifth show
Saturday.
Our fifth Word. Show is on Saturday at 2 p.m. on WGXC.org. Shout out to Recover Together, hosted by Phil Schmidt. He has a little podcast every Thursday at 2 p.m. And like I said earlier, Shout out to Kite's Nest over in Hudson. They are having a Regen Fest next Saturday from 11 to 3, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Yep. Involving activities, events, and food. So if you want to go over there, face masks, I'm assuming, are going to be required.
Yeah, face masks are going to be required.
Well, you can still go over there and have a lot of fun. So,
at least you'll be able to hang out, like, meet new people as well.
Facts. So also, also, big thank you to Waveform and WGXC for making this radio program possible. Thank you to Catskill and the Hudson Youth Clubhouses and Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties for supporting this program. Thank you, DJ Sean Money.
Yeah, no, actually, do thank you to DJ Sean Money.
Even though he's not here,
thank you, DJ Popcorn,
and thank you, DJ Bobby.
Thanks, DJ Ricky Man.
DJ Bobby Joe.
Thanks, DJ Thieves. You know what I'm saying?
DJ Bobby Joe.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Behind the scenes.
Also,
I said DJ Bobby. I said
DJ Bobby Joe.
But
also, if you want to be a guest or get involved in our programming of our radio show, email rtownr2@gmail.com. Okay, we will see you next week.
So wait, but before we leave, though, also very big shout out to Biggie Smalls. He would have been 49 today.
Yes,
it's his birthday.
Happy gloating.
And, we're about to close out with some Biggie Smalls, and I'm going to let y'all turn up. And remember, stay positive.
Wrong joke.
Stay woke.
Yeah, facts. Stay woke. Word.
Yes, sir. Thank you.